WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. In Ohio, 24 people were treated at a health assessment clinic in East Palestine following the toxic train derailment nearly 3 weeks ago. The state's health department says appointments are fully booked this week. The EPA is taking legal action against Norfolk Southern Rail. EPA Administrator Michael Regan.
My job is to make sure we respond to this environmental disaster appropriately and hold the polluter accountable.
Former President Trump will visit East Palestine later today. President Biden wraps up his visit in Poland, marking 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Our support for Ukraine will not waver. NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire.
He met today with leaders from the eastern flank of NATO and vowed NATO countries will defend every inch of its territory. The president also says Russia's leader is making a mistake suspending the start of a nuclear treaty with the U.S. Crews on the ground in central New Jersey, the National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado tore through parts of Mercer County yesterday. No deaths were reported. This is ABC News. An Israeli army raid in the West Bank turned deadly as Israeli soldiers tried to arrest suspected militants.
Another Israeli military raid on militants in the disputed West Bank turning deadly. 10 Palestinians killed, including at least 2 civilians and dozens of others injured in clashes with the Israeli army in Nablus. That according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The IDF says gun battles broke out as their troops surrounded a building to arrest 2 known militants suspected of killing an Israeli last October. Both died in the raid. This comes amid a year-long surge of violence between the sides. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden arrived in Namibia, Africa this morning. She was greeted with a welcoming ceremony as she kicks off her first stop of an African tour meant to show the U.S. support for African development and democracy. Victor Okendo, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. In Wisconsin's 8th Senate District, Republican Representative Dan Knotel moves forward to face Democrat Jody Habush-Sinikin in the April 4th general election. Knotel defeating fellow state rep Janelle Branchon and Thiensville Village President Van Mobley last night with more than 50% of the vote in the three-way race. The GOP seeking to hold on to a supermajority in the state Senate, that gives them the power to remove impeached state officers. If Habush-Sinikin wins the election, she'd be the first Democrat to represent the 8th in 30 years. And the next round of wintry weather is on the way. Southern Wisconsin expected to see a wintry mix to start, followed by freezing rain turning to sleet as you head towards Madison. Areas to the north will have snow and plenty of it. Clover already reporting over 3 inches of snow with 2.5 inches on the ground in La Crosse and Rhinelander, and more on the way. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology. It starts with good genetics, and Rank Seed evaluates more than 80,000 data points of breeding material. By planting plots throughout the Midwest and Great Plains, we expose our genetics to a wide range of environments, which helps us select the best varieties. We then utilize the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our customers. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. We are back on the No Sour Ha Ha Funny Power Hour. What is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. We are here with Greg Bach because it is Hump Day, Greg Bach Wednesday. And welcome to the, what is it called, Greg?
No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
I think the fun time is what I'm usually missing.
That's the stumble.
That's the stumble.
Yeah.
Although I
still think, Greg, that this can remain fluid. It can alter, can't it?
It can be anything it wants. We live in a world where you get to be who you are, what you're comfortable with. I'm not throwing down legislation here that's saying it has to be called that, but it's a nice flow of words. The no sour fun time ha ha no sour ha ha fun time power hour.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a mouthful, but it's good. All right. Well, we have exactly that. A fun time in store for you, as hopefully you are staying off the roads if possible. If you are on the roads, please drive safely. Keep your lights on.
It's a mess.
And Jane, give us an update.
Yeah, it's a mess. We had about 10 incidents scattered across the state about an hour ago. Now we have 20, and they're showing up everywhere. We still have that issue around Red Wing, near Sparta, Black River Falls, Portage, Baraboo, Madison, Janesville, Waukesha County, the left lane blocked, 994 eastbound, beyond the ramp of County Highway F, the left lane is blocked. There are at least a dozen. The right shoulder is blocked, 94 westbound, around Moreland, and then to the south. Three left lanes blocked, northbound 9441, around Highway 20. That could take an hour to get out of the way. If you do not have to go out on the roads, people, please, please, please don't. And if you are going to be on the roads, I personally would avoid the freeways.
I was going to say that. Do you think I should take Blue Mound home?
I would take Blue Mound
home. And not take the freeway home?
Only because at least the speeds are a little bit more moderated. And we've talked before about you knuckleheads who think because you're driving a big truck that the laws of physics do not apply to you. That's not accurate. And so I always feel better when there are fewer people that I can crash into.
Mm-hmm.
So that would just be my suggestion. Watch your speeds. Please be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get home without taking the freeway?
Yes, but I'd rather take the freeway because I feel like by the time I get on the freeway, it's salted better than the back roads.
You're not inaccurate there either. So, but you just got to watch. I'm always worried about how everybody else drives.
Yeah.
Are you a really good driver, Jane?
I like to think so, yes.
I believe that.
I haven't had a ticket since 1986.
What was the ticket for? Speeding?
No.
It was for, I was
tattling.
Indecent exposure.
No, it was for, no,
tattling.
Yeah, indecent exposure.
Tattling.
Can you get ticketed for that?
The sticker said, "How's my driving doing?" So I called.
That's why they're there, Greg Bach. You don't
Ooh,
want me to. You
I got a Greg Bach.
You,
okay.
You don't want me to call on how you're driving. You don't want me to call your business when your drivers are driving irresponsibly. Then don't put the number on the side.
Wow.
Greg, what's your middle name?
Steven.
Gregory Steven Bach.
Now we know.
That's a. I love my name. I think it's a great name. My Catholic confirmation, my full name in the Catholic Church, Gregory Steven David James Bach.
You have three middle names?
No, not
it's
not
a confirmation.
It's a confirmation.
Oh, because you're patron saints and stuff?
Well, no, they're not my patron saints. I loved James Hetfield from Metallica and David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, and I couldn't choose between the two, so I just took David James as my confirmation name. And people were like, oh my gosh, that's so... I'm like, yeah, you have no idea.
And I used my grandmother's name for my confirmation name.
So what was your full confirmation
my
name?
My full confirmation name is Jane Ann Johanna Mantner.
Johanna? Okay.
Oh, that sounds angelic.
Quick, I did all of the work. So I went to a Catholic school through fifth grade. Then I somehow convinced my parents that I would do better at the public middle school. They let me leave.
Mm-hmm.
I did do better. I would say I enjoyed my time at my public middle school. But the agreement was that I would have to go to CCD and still do the classes and all the stuff.
Kids.
And so I did all of the work, because we've also talked about this, and that as I got older, I got more involved in church, not because of my
devotion
or my strong faith, but because I realized that by being in choir or doing the readings, it was a lot less boring to sit through mass. And so I did all the classes, and I literally got to the end in eighth grade, and I had the conversation with my mom. I was like, you know what? I've done all the work. I think we were like 2 months away from confirmation. I was like, I don't feel anything
wow.
when I go to church. And she was like, well, you have to tell your grandmother. And but I never, despite doing the work, I never ended up getting confirmed, because I kind of made the decision at 13 that I was like, I don't think in this.
So wait, you got confirmed at 13?
I would have.
What church were you in?
Catholic.
But again, that's eighth grade.
Well, eighth grade. We got confirmed in junior year.
Oh, yeah. And you were Catholic?
Yeah, because it was like you were closer to the idea of being an adult, and you were still like, but so yeah, I thought the Lutheran kids and other denominations did that eighth grade year. I've never heard of Catholics do it. Maybe they've changed that too since I went to school 1,000 years ago.
Well, how old were you when you got confirmed?
I believe I was in eighth grade. So I went to school 2,000 years ago. And yeah. So maybe it has.
She changed. Knew Jesus.
We were buds, man. Yeah. I used to loan him sandals.
Bridget, my wife, my wonderful wife of over 10 years, was not allowed to get confirmed.
Why?
Asking too many questions.
So she wanted to get confirmed, but her parents wouldn't let her?
No. She went to confirmation classes. Her parents paid for the confirmation. In fact, they said, you have to keep going to classes because we paid for them. But she went to them, and she just was asking questions. And the priest finally just said, you can't get confirmed.
Because you don't believe.
I thought when you just said that, I thought you meant I was asking too many questions by asking why she couldn't get confirmed.
Oh, no.
She was told she can't get confirmed because she was asking too many questions in the classes.
So she never got confirmed in the Catholic Church. And I can't remember if her parents were upset. I think they were upset. I think they were more upset the fact that they spent the money on the classes. Because when I was going, like, you had to take the classes for like a year. You had to take a retreat, which you had to pay for. Mm-hmm. You had to do service hours. I mean, it was an extended activity. It may have been longer. It may have been like a year and a half. But yeah, you had to like dig in.
So wait, when you say you hated the CCD kids, does that mean you went to a parochial school?
I went to St. Mary's here in Waukesha.
Okay.
And I went to St. Joseph's downtown Waukesha. And I went to CMH here, which is across the valley from St. Mary's here in Waukesha. So my 12 years of Catholic school, the CCD kids would come in on Sundays for the classes and take things from my desk. The only kids I hated more than the CCD kids, the Lutheran kids.
Why did you hate the Lutheran
because
kids?
Because they would ride the same bus as ours, and our bus, I'm not kidding you when I say this, our bus driver was part of the Lutheran parish that they went to school for, and he favored them and would get us in trouble and was mean to us. I'm not kidding you. His nickname was Spike. Probably still is, unless he's dead. Point is, he was mean. They sucked. I was great.
How could he tell the difference of which kids were which?
Because because you picked us up at St. Mary's, and then you would go to the Lutheran school, which is right down here, like, which is literally walking distance away from, well, maybe not walking distance, but it's like a mile away from here. We'd pick them up, and it was always like, yeah, no, I hear my favorite kids, and shut up, stupid Catholic kids. Gotta lead Martin Luther. He nailed things to doors. I don't know. He wasn't an old-timey dude. I don't know why I'm
giving. Was his name Spike, or his nickname was Spike? No,
his nickname was Spike.
Did he wear things with spikes on it? Did he have a mohawk?
No, he didn't have. He looked like a guy who definitely at one point will say, well, now my mom lives with me. That's the vibe I got from him, is just.
What age does that happen? For a guy, when do you go from you're living with your parents to your parents are living with you? Is it an age thing, or is it who's paying the bills thing?
I think it's a who's paying the bills thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I think one day, like in your late 30s, early 40s, it's like your parent or parents are getting to an age where you're like, all right, now I'm doing the grocery shopping, I'm doing all this stuff. And you basically just one day probably make it be like, all right, I'll pay the mortgage now.
Is it who has the master bedroom? Do you think at that point, no. If you take over the mortgage, you're like, we're switching rooms?
Good luck trying to do that. I feel like especially if your dad was still alive, like, hey, dad, you're moving to my bedroom. Like, I can still fight you. I can still put you down. All right, sonny boy, just because you buy the Sunny D in this family doesn't mean you get to tell me where I sleep. I sleep in the basement.
Well, this segment was not what we had planned to talk about.
This took an odd turn,
yes. But we were going to talk about a archaeological find.
We can save it.
Yeah, it's.
Well, what do we want to talk about next? Because we were going to talk about Starbucks is now going to start putting olive oil in the coffee.
Yeah, why? Come on, gross.
I'm just saying. I guess it's supposedly an Italian thing. So we can talk about that, or we could talk about archaeologists discover ancient wooden phallus that may be exactly what it looks like.
Oh, I feel like we should tell.
That's what we previewed on the live stream.
Yeah. I feel like we should talk about the phallus just because we've talked about it. But like, also, like, Starbucks. Am I really getting my Italian heritage from Starbucks?
I don't know. Howard Schultz is going to put a bet on this.
Howard Schultz also. Howard Schultz.
Had he not tried to play with the idea of running for president.
Yeah.
And now is pretty anti-union, which is a whole other thing. But like, up until those two things.
He was kind of a good guy. He was.
And, you know, if. Bulletproof coffee, very popular.
What is that?
That's just straight butter in your coffee.
Is that what?
It's supposed to like be very good for your brain. See, now we're torn on what we're going to talk
butter
about.
Butter and coffee?
Butter and coffee. You've never heard of bulletproof coffee?
No,
I haven't either.
Ha ha
ha. So clearly, I'm the one who spent time in Silicon Valley where this really
the power
brain juice that was all the fad for a couple years.
Why don't you talk about finance in the 2010s?
All right, well, we're taking a break to figure out what we're going to talk about next, but you should stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You refuse to put anything before your
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast skies this afternoon with snow likely. Highs around 29. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 25. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
A little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling!
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. Greg Bach is here. We are rounding out our 1 o'clock, no sour, fun time, happy power hour. Greg's just shaking his head.
Yes, can it be fluid, but make it good too. Jeez.
Jane, updates on roads?
It's not good.
It's not good.
No, I don't know what else to say, you guys, because honestly, every time I check this map and it is 511wi.gov, you should check it out before you head out on the roadways. Every time I check this map, there's another six accidents spread somewhere around Wisconsin, everywhere from Janesville to Madison to Portage to Tomah to Red Wing, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Racine. A lot of them are off on the sides, but we do have some where lanes are blocked. And again, the best advice I want to give you is if you can stay off the roads.
Ooh, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a mess. And our company chat, people have been chiming in that, you know, someone just sent a video as far as the ice on the Madison's east side is, like, their windows are already coated in ice and you can hear it, like, crackling already. And so...
Yeah, if you want to share with us, just as long as you're safe, I don't want you calling in or texting while you're driving.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Love to hear what it's like where you are. Again, provided you can do it safely.
Yes. I swear to God, if you call from Palm Springs, we will hang up on you.
Debbie and Pete Bry, we do not want to talk to you right now.
Checking in from Cancun.
I don't care how bad the wind is out there.
Oh, no. The wind.
Can't golf today.
We all have our crosses we must bear.
All right. So ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Chuck Berry.
It's
a classic.
So I think I found this last week. This started to, you know, the middle school humor in all of us came out when...
The interest started to grow in this story.
Exactly. So archaeologists discover ancient wooden phallus that may be exactly what it looks like. And so, you know, you never know what you're going to find, those archaeologists.
You sure
as
don't.
As far as the...
stumbling over stuff.
What could this be? It looks pretty obvious when you look at it. It's a flared base, so we can at least say that much.
So it resembles a sex toy of some type, we shall say.
Yes. And we're gonna walk that line for the next 6 minutes.
We should just be making archaeological and Indiana Jones jokes throughout this entire segment.
So in reality, throughout history, if we're being honest, including present day, phallic statues, phallic
symbolism
is common, right? In ancient Rome, you know, there was lots of phallic, like there was like good luck charms and necklaces and stuff like that.
It was about fertility.
And so the potential that this was, that what they found was a decoration could be.
Sure.
Could be true.
Could have been a statue.
But this particular wooden phallus was analyzed by researchers at Newcastle University and University College Dublin, and they may have decided that it is more, this one in particular had more of a sensual role in its purpose,
as opposed to what this one was used for digging.
But I do have to say this, and my husband and I have been fortunate enough to travel to many places around the world, and we visited many, many museums in Egypt and Greece and all over the place. And I'm always amazed sometimes by some of the leaps that archaeologists make with the things that they find and then assign a purpose for this. We were at some small museum in Greece, and there's a rock that has some indentations on the top. And then three little rocks, and they said, well, that's an old game.
Huh.
Oh, come on. It looks like a rock with other little rocks.
Was it a Moncala game? The game Moncala?
I think it's like, let's call this a game. Who's going to know?
Who's going to know?
Who's going to check?
I don't think you can correct, but the problem is you can't call this thing anything else but.
The people who found this thing, so the study author's analysis revealed that both ends of this phallus, first discovered in Vindolanda in 1992, were noticeably smoother, which is indicative of repeated contact over time. Quote, the size of the phallus and the fact that it was carved from wood raises a number of questions to its use in antiquity. We cannot be certain of its intended use. So at least they're being honest that we're not sure what this was.
Okay.
But in contrast to most other phallic objects that make symbolic use of that shape for a clear function, like a good luck charm, we know that ancient Romans and Greeks used sexual implements. The object from Vindolanda could be an example of one of those. So, who knew that they had sandpaper?
That's valuable. Now
that's your takeaway.
What did they do to smooth it out and get rid of the splinters?
That's an archaeological find right there.
They probably used, I can't think of the word now. I can never think of words when I'm on this show.
Yes, you can. You're very witty.
Oh, man. They probably used planes. They probably had like a planer that you would just, instead of using sandpaper, you would just smooth it out through a planer or with some sort of chisel.
I'd still be concerned about
splinter issues. I don't trust it.
Oh, absolutely. No. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. And I also like how when you can just throw the words in antiquity.
In antiquity. So we'll link this to today's show notes so you can check it out. Just check out what it looks. Maybe you can tell us what you think it was used for. Maybe these archaeologists were wrong. So controlled chaos. Controlled chaos this hour is. All right, when we come back, agree or disagree, some more 2023 etiquette rules, Emily Post. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Oh, yo, ding-a-ling, yo, ding-a-ling. We saw you playing with ya. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody sing. I want to play with my ding.
Hey
Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. In Ohio, 24 people were treated at a health assessment clinic in East Palestine following the toxic train derailment nearly 3 weeks ago. The state's health department says appointments are fully booked this week. The EPA is taking legal action against Norfolk Southern Rail. EPA Administrator Michael Regan.
My job is to make sure we respond to this environmental disaster appropriately and hold the polluter accountable.
Former President Trump will visit East Palestine later today. President Biden wraps up his visit in Poland, marking 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine. He met today with leaders from the eastern flank of NATO and vowed NATO countries will defend every inch of its territory. The president also says Russia's leader is making a mistake suspending the start of a nuclear treaty with the U.S. Crews on the ground in central New Jersey, the National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado tore through parts of Mercer County yesterday. No deaths were reported. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There's nowhere to hide from a massive snowstorm hitting Wisconsin today, tonight, and tomorrow. The entire state is under one kind of a weather warning or another, but northern and central Wisconsin are getting the worst of it. Voters have a clear choice when they choose the next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice in April. Conservative Dan Kelly says Janet Protasiewicz is too liberal.
If we do not resist this assault on our Constitution and our liberties, we will lose the rule of law and will find ourselves saddled with the rule of Janet. We must not allow this to come to pass.
Observers expect a rough and expensive race. In sports, Marquette beat Creighton last night 73-71. The Badgers host Iowa tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No strings. We can keep it chilling low-key. Once I get what I want, I'll be up for dumb. Baby, that's what I'm on, so press me. No promise, no ring. It's the weekend, I wanna be.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are marching towards the end of our show today, Wednesday. We have Jane Madnair, per usual, and Greg Bach, because it is Wednesday. And we are having controlled chaos in this hour as we cross our fingers that we can all get home safely.
Yeah, it's not good out there, my friends, and it just continues to get worse, and I think conditions are likely going to continue to deteriorate. We have at least 20 accidents now scattered across the state. Portage, Baraboo, Madison, Janesville, Waukesha, Altoma. Yeah, it's So if you don't have to go out, please don't go out.
Oh, if you ever get your own show, Jane, it should be called Janesville.
Is that where I just scold people for like an hour, Greg?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Janesville. Janesville. Oh, that's really funny. All right. Well, you are always welcome to join the conversation and give us your opinion, especially when we talk about the New York magazine's opinion on what you can and cannot do or what you should or should not do in current exchanges with friends, loved ones, strangers. So we're going to go through some of them and debate since we have another voice here today to see if you... Yesterday, Jane and I agreed, I think, on almost everything.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But 844-967-2789. And let's roll into the first one. The proper response to being told something you already know isn't, I know, it's, you're right.
I totally agree with that.
I agree with that. I never do that.
I think if you tell, if someone tells you something you already know, I think also with enthusiasm to help connect you, you're right. Like, but that I know. It's like, I feel like you can never say I know without some stank.
But does it also depend on who's telling you the information?
There's that.
Oh, absolutely. Like if Daniel Kelly told me that water was wet, I'd be like, I know. And how did you get on the Supreme Court?
Well, he's not there yet.
No, well, he was.
When he was, yeah. I say. Okay. That's my thing. I think this goes back to, what was the prompt yesterday where we said, I think it's the mispronunciation.
Yes. It depends upon who's delivering the info.
And your relationship. Because I think there is room in this for the petty understanding that some people just rub you the wrong way. And so when there is a certain family member that I am related to who loves to tell me things that I actually did for a living, I like to remind him, I know, I did that for a living.
Well, you got a whole sentence. But you can also, like going back with the whole, like, connection thing, that's fun. Like, be like, yeah, you're right. Or, like, water's wet. Yeah, you're right. You can, the tone, you just take that tone.
Yes, that's true, too. But the spirit of this, I agree with, in that if someone is genuinely not mansplaining something to you, mm-hmm. and not discrediting your that you already know something,
yeah,
but they're genuinely trying to tell you something, and that connection of saying, yeah. Oh, you're right. So I would say I'm 50-50 on this advice because I feel like that needs more context.
A good old-fashioned right is also great too.
Right, I know.
Yeah,
how about that?
Oh, there you go.
All right, when casually asked, how are you? Say good.
Disagree. For one thing, grammatically incorrect.
Well.
Yeah. Second, no, I don't think it's a good idea.
So this is the explanation. It's neutral and doesn't force someone to endure a trauma dump or a spiel on how the world is up in flames.
I disagree.
Okay.
Good with an exclamation point. Good. I feel like, oh no, what did you do? What am I going to listen to now? Like, if you say, like, I'm doing good, I always say I'm plugging along. I say I'm plugging along.
Except when you say I'm peachy keen.
When I'm peachy keen and feeling peachy keen, when I say I'm tired, I'm usually depressed. But when I say I'm plugging along, that just means I'm living life.
Jane, what do you think?
Yeah, it's just so, we're so conditioned to do this that you ask out of a sense of politeness and then you answer good out of a sense of politeness because do we really care how everybody is every day? I mean, some people I think we do, but otherwise it's just one of those niceties that we exchange on a regular basis.
I see, I agree with that. I think, and I would never, if I wasn't doing well, or if, I mean, because the other honest answer is basically to say I'm super stressed, I'm super busy, I'm exhausted, blah, blah, blah. And then, I don't know. Yeah, I think sometimes it is just easier to be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And again, this depends upon who is asking the question. If it's a close friend, you can probably unload on them because they're going to be more accepting if they ask the question of how are you. But just for those little nicety things, you know, I don't want to know that you had a fight with your boyfriend.
I don't know. I don't want to know you hate your boss.
Right, well, I will just check that off of what I tell Jane from now on. Good Lord.
But here's a better question. When people ask that, do you say good or do you say I'm well?
I say good.
I say I'm doing well. I never say I'm well. I say I'm doing well.
Do you ever say I'm good?
Or sure
does that bug you because of the grammatical incorrectness?
It bugs me for myself. If someone else says it, it doesn't bother me because I'm not going to impose my draconian, terrible beliefs on somebody else. But if I do it, I'm like, oh. But if I ask someone behind a counter or someone who's serving me how they're doing, I genuinely am interested in how they're doing. They don't have to tell me 1,000 things because the service industry gets treated like a service class and people are like, here, give me this and give me that. If I walk up to a counter and someone's like, hey, how are you doing today? They might not take me seriously, but I literally would love to know, like, how are you doing today? Because you've been taking care of people. It's a hard job. I'm sure you've dealt with individuals who see you as nothing more than a conduit to getting their beer or their food or whatever. So when I see a service industry person and they're helping me out, I'm always, when I say, how are you doing? I mean it. Like, how are you doing?
Has anyone ever answered genuinely beyond, I'm good?
Yeah, I think so. Gas stations. You'll get honest responses from gas station attendants and restaurant people. Because like if you ask in a certain tone, you'd be like, hey, how are you doing today? Instead of like, how you doing? Like if you say like
you look them in the eye.
Yeah, my name is Greg. I'm here to I'll be your server today. How are you doing? Good. How are you doing? If you frame it with a tone, you can say like, oh, I actually want to know how you're doing. So
there you go.
There you go.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
This one's great. I have a feeling we're all going to agree on this one. If you bring up astrology and it isn't met enthusiastically, change the topic.
Absolutely.
I'll put one addendum on there. If you bring up astrology and it isn't met with enthusiastically, change the topic, comma, quick. Make it fast. Don't just. No one wants to hear this stuff.
I would assume the three of us none of us are into astrology.
No. I stopped reading my horoscope 30 years ago.
I think it's silliness. I'll say it.
I got, when we were at the Make-A-Wish Foundation thing that we went to on Friday, which was fun, but it was a Mardi Gras theme, and they had palm readers and tarot card readers, and I would say I was so excited. We were standing in line to get it done, and two of our friends who were with us were so, they were so into what they, one got her palm read and was super into it, and one got his tarot cards read and was like, really got something out of it. And I sat down and I said tarot cards, and I was wildly disappointed. There was like, I got nothing out of that reading.
Yeah.
And so, but I have had my chart read before, my astrological chart. This is a long time
ago. From your doctor?
No, not that too. And that I remember being wildly accurate. And that felt like, oh, maybe I do believe in this, some of this stuff, because it wasn't just how sometimes, you know, they're written in a way that anyone can get something out of them.
Yep.
It was specific. And I was like, oh, maybe there is something to this. And so I'm not totally not a believer, but it's certainly not something where I ask someone their sign. I'm like, oh, well, that explains a lot.
My favorite thing is there's a meme that went around where it says, like, what sign are you? And the guy says, dinosaur. And she says, that's not even a thing. And he goes, none of them are. I think it's silliness. I do.
Do you believe in, like, anything as far as it dictating your personality or anything like that?
No.
How about your Myers-Briggs test?
Those are stupid too. That's astrology that went to grad school. What are you talking about? It's just stupid.
It's like, what color are you? What combination of letters are you?
I'm hairy peach color. That's what I look like. Tell me what I'm doing here. Tell me what school I should go to. Huh? No, it's all silliness.
What color's your parachute, Greg?
Well, let's talk about auras then.
Goodbye.
Change the subject quick. All right, so we're all in agreement that if you bring up astrology and no one seems interested, don't push it. Change the subject. All right, next one. Actually, it's great to talk about the weather.
I have no problems talking about the weather.
I have no problem with the weather.
It depends on where the conversation goes.
But I feel like it is one of the true unifiers as far as small talk.
Yeah, but we don't ever say, oh man, it's windy again today.
I do.
I know, but like,
I mean, I would start, is the amount of intro calls I've sat in my life of like meetings or, oh, like I have like three this week of just like someone reached out. It's like, let's connect. And, you know, it's just kind of like banter and you're getting to know someone. And like, what is the easiest thing to break the ice with? The weather, especially in this state.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against talking about the weather, but I just, anytime I, especially now that I'm a homeowner, anytime I talk about the weather, I'm always something like, don't bring up shoveling. Don't bring up shoveling. Because then I just feel like the guy standing outside of his house going, oh, that's a lot of shoveling has to happen today. I should have put salt down before I did this.
And that Bach doesn't know how to shovel the right way.
Rookie mistake. I'm not against talking about the weather. I'm not. But also, when I talk about the weather in my head at one point, I'm like, you are talking about the weather.
Really?
You are your father.
No.
I should talk about the lawn while you're at it, which I will.
Are you good? Are you going to be like the lawn mowers guy?
I'm the lawnmower guy.
Are you like going to take a lot of pride in your lawn?
This year I want to start doing. Yeah, I want to. Like, yeah, we got to do a bunch of work on the landscaping side of the house.
But, are you gonna mow on an angle?
You're gonna
post pictures of you mowing on an angle.
I'd like to mow on an angle, but the way the house is set up, it doesn't work. It doesn't. Only one section will it work. Everything else is so. But yeah.
All right. All right, last one. This is don't address two or more women as ladies.
What if I snap my fingers and point?
Hey, ladies. I'm totally guilty of this. I think I go so far, it's not even just a verbal in person in real life. Mm-hmm. I address, hey, ladies, in emails when there's two women that I am talking to in an email. Like, I am very guilty of this.
And I said this before, too. I think it's different when women refer to ladies as ladies. When men do it, it just sounds weird. If I wrote an email to you and Jane saying, hey, ladies, I would be like, why did you type that?
I would never take it as that, though.
Yeah. I would feel much weirder if you said, hey, women.
Well, yeah.
Hey, females.
Yes. Hey,
females.
Those females are.
Hey, female, not men. Want to talk about phallus on the radio show? Loving sloppy kisses, Greg.
So I will say the context here that they wrote, New York Magazine wrote, is it's oddly creepy when it comes from a man, and in other contexts, it reads as an unnecessary attempt to feign some kind of unity or connection between women. I don't know if I agree with that. Oh,
that person had too many philosophy classes.
This woke agenda.
This is one that does not offend. Yeah. Like, being on the receiving end of it, I wouldn't think twice about it. And I certainly am someone who also uses it and doesn't think twice about it.
But
what I said to both of you two before was that I don't like sports teams, high school sports teams being like,
yes,
the Lady Cavaliers. Ugh.
The Lady Popes. That can't even be a thing.
Pious, change it. Just call yourself the Nuns and the Popes.
Yeah, just call them the Nuns. What's the highest you put? Highest?
None.
The highest you can get is none?
None.
Chief Nun?
Yeah.
Who's the
Mother Teresa?
I think principal. I mean, if you're a nun.
But you're still a nun.
Well, there's a Mother Superior.
Mother Superior. That's the Sound of Music character I was trying to think of.
She's still a nun. I got into an argument with a high school
nun?
No, theology teacher about this, about women's place in the church and how I thought it was the inequality was awful.
You were asking too many questions. Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back, headliner at the Laughing Tap this weekend. Stick around.
Stick around, ladies.
Sorry, I can't be what you want. It's all in your head that I'm leading you on. No, I don't blame you if you walk away. Never learn to behave. No, you can't tame me. Don't try to change me. Wish I was sorry, but I never learned how to behave.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast skies this afternoon with snow likely. Highs around 29. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 25. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Wrapping things up on Wednesday with Greg Bach still here. And last update from us, but not from Civic Media, but for us today, Jane, final update on the roads and the weather.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
I-39, 9094 northbound, about 4 miles past the ramp from County CS. The two left lanes there are blocked. We literally have accidents scattered all over the place, predominantly in central and southern Wisconsin, Janesville, Racine, Milwaukee. A lot of those have gotten cleared out. Now we have a bunch more in Madison, Baraboo. Has about 4 or 5, Toma, at least one. Many of these are off on the shoulders and stuff, but that is just indicative of how slippery it is and how bad things are. So please, if you don't have to go out, please don't.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking it very slow. I think I am going to take
Blue Mound.
Blue Mound.
That's what I'm going to do.
And not get on the freeway, because the wind, watching the wind outside the window here is...
It's impressive.
Yeah. How quickly it changed, because driving in today was easy.
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't bad coming in.
And all right, well, to wrap up today, as we usually do, Greg Bach, who's going to be at the Laughing Tap once the weather's better this weekend?
Oh, good old Tom Takkar. He's going to be making his Laughing Tap debut this weekend. 3 shows, 1 on Friday, 2 on Saturday. Go to laughingtap.com for tickets. I believe there's a low ticket alert on the Friday early show, so come on out for the Saturday early show. Coming out for the Friday or the Saturday late show, and he's really fun. He's been on Conan, he's been on Comedy Central, he's been on the late show, the Tonight Show, and I believe we have a clip.
I'm from Indiana, I live in New York, but my family refuses to visit me here, my friends, because they're all scared of New York, they think it's too dangerous, which is crazy, because Indiana is the most dangerous place I've ever been. When I was a kid, our main form of entertainment was a trampoline that didn't have the guard net thing around it. Those are like little kid death traps. Every kid hobbles away like, we lost Jeremy back there, and I'm different now. My brother broke his leg on our trampoline immediately because he did that thing where he was like, I'm going to go as high as I can on a new trampoline. And then he did, and then he started to float away from the trampoline. You know that moment where you see somebody suspended in the air and you're like, oh, no, we're about to hear a new noise. That's going to be crazy. But my brother broke his leg, and then he made me – we didn't want to – tell my mom what happened because we didn't want to lose the trampoline. So he made me drag him into the house. And then when my mom got home, we told her that my uncle broke my brother's leg. Because we were more willing to lose him than a bouncy tarp. So,
so yes, Tom Takkar. Fantastic.
Okay.
I am so looking forward to this weekend. I have been following Tom for a very long time. And I think he is fantastically hilarious, and I cannot wait to have him here at the club. So,
do people still have those trampolines?
Oh yeah, yeah. My cousin and her husband had one for the kids, and it did have that. Because I grew up without the sides.
So when he says the guardrail, does that mean like the tall things that you can like kind of bounce off of?
Yeah.
Or does he mean like the plastic part that just even goes on the rim of the trampoline? And so it's just the exposed springs.
I think he's talking about the former, because growing up, even we had like the pads on it.
Yeah.
In the mid-80s.
But your foot could still go through that thing, and all of a sudden you're trapped.
Yeah, and now they had one of the ones with the guard netting on the side. And they like spent a bunch of money, and they're like, the kids use it twice, and we gave it away to a neighbor, and they're like, we don't get rid of it, and like, you never use it, because everyone wants a trampoline until you have a trampoline. It's like a pool table.
Except the pool table is actually a skill you can get better at.
Yeah, but who does though? I mean,
I don't know. I've never had a pool table. Exactly. I'm not good at pool. But I having a the kids who had trampolines, like it was fun as a kid. Yeah. I wanted one, but there was a big no.
Kevin Grossklaus had one, and we went to his house.
Okay. Did anyone ever get hurt?
No, not that you know of. And that advice morphs into adulthood. Don't buy a boat. Be friends with someone who has a boat.
That's very true.
Perfect.
But it is funny, because I remember at one point, those got started getting really popular in the 90s of, you know, in certain rich families had their had the trampoline. But then, like, a couple years later, you started to have, like, to sign waivers if you were going to get on the trampoline at certain houses.
Did you really?
I didn't know that.
Because they're liable, right? And just, like, our you know, litigious culture of suing someone if your kid gets hurt at their house. And they're like, we're not liable for this. You sign away your rights, 10-year-old.
The trampoline company, like, please visit our website for all of our legal documentation.
All right, well, that sounds super fun.
It's going to be super fun.
Who's any other openers or hosts?
Yes, we've got Rachel Mack, who's featuring. Rachel has been on David Spade's Lights Out. She actually just hosted last week as well. Both artists last week and this week requested her to be on, and she is fantastic. So she's featuring. And then Madison Oconomowoc's own Rich D'Amore will be hosting. Rich is fantastic. He's very deadpan style, very, very funny. Just crushes every time, and I love that kid to death. So, yeah, three comics, wonderful lineup. LaughingTap.com for show information. $20 tickets, no drink minimums. Have yourself a good time. Support local comedy, support local art, support local business.
And that's such a good deal, Greg. It really is. It is.
Yeah.
We still got to get Jane there.
Yep. We were talking about that before the show. We'll make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. Yep. All right. Well,
company field trip.
Yeah. So, for us, unless something keeps us from being here tomorrow, which... we'll see. I mean, the fact that this storm advisory is until noon tomorrow.
It is until noon tomorrow. I'm just concerned about icing and stuff.
I'm
love cake.
And by the way, I want to thank all our texters today who checked in. And our last text is from the 262. Please, everybody, be safe on the way home today. So thank you so much. Aww. We really appreciate that.
And we will.
We will.
We're going to sign off. We're going to hand things over to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian and the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO. We will be 98% chance that we will be back tomorrow. And if we are back tomorrow, or when we're back tomorrow, George Stanley is going to be here.
I'm excited.
Former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's here for a full hour, so I cannot wait to have that conversation with him. But stay safe. Keep your lights on. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Don't let my show convince you.
Civic. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.